I got a phone call about 3.5 months ago from a lawyer in London, Paul's lawyer. He had rang us and just said he would like to come up and see us with somebody from the Met, please. And they come up the next week and shows a diary of the guy who they arrested, and all my voicemail was in there, in his diary, you know.
What exactly did you see? What was in this
diary? Made conversations to the PFA. And made conversations to other footballers who I'd left on voicemail, which I can't say the names for the legal reasons, you know. But he had been talking to me. His daddy had in Jimmy Firebellies, and the conversations, and were about 4 or 5 pages of me.
I mean, how did you feel when you saw that?
I felt sick, you know. I felt absolutely disgusted. I was disgusted, to tell you the truth, you know. And They rang us about two weeks ago from today. They rang us saying that they want to come to see us again. They met. They found more evidence.
Do you know when your phone was hacked?
I think it was 2004, 2005.
At the time, did you see any stories in the press and you wondered how on earth someone would have got hold of that?
Or? Yeah, I've seen a few things in the press. Yeah, and I've seen how they got that. You know what I mean? Thinking that people have been, like, I've told maybe close family, but I knew that they wouldn't say anything, you know, so.
What information do you think they were after?
Well, I think they were just talking to Paul, you know, and Paul always said to me that, Jimmy, watch what you're seeing on the phone, because my phone's getting tapped. And I just thought, nah, it can't be how we're getting tapped, you know. But at the end of the day, he was right.
Have you spoken to him about what's happened?
Oh, yeah, they've tapped his since 2002, I think, or 2001.
I mean, how does he feel about all of that?
Well, he's absolutely good at knowing, you know, but he used to change his phone all the time, because he used to say to me, Jimmy, your phone's tapped, he used to smash them up, and I'd say, Paul, it's in your mind, it's in your head, and he says, no, it's not, and he's been right all the way along.